Chamberlain. 1-0. All right, everybody, come on in. Let's get going for church tonight. It is good to see you. If you're watching on live stream, it's good to have you. So come on in, everybody, back by the coffee. Let's grab a seat. But I'm excited for church tonight. I know it's a beautiful day outside, isn't it? But it's also good to be here at church tonight. I got a couple quick announcements for you before we get into worship tonight. First is obviously the kids are with it for worship. They do have kids church when worship is over, so they'll be following Judah downstairs for kids church tonight. And don't forget, this coming Sunday, we have water baptism right when church is over. We're going to go outside and celebrate some baptisms at the church. It's a wonderful time to celebrate people professing their faith in Jesus. So be here for that on Sunday, but also then Sunday night is a youth hangout, 5th to 12th grade, Sunday night, 6 o'clock right here is our next edition of our youth hangout on Sunday night. So make sure your 5th to 12th grader is with us tonight, all right? Or I'm sorry, Sunday night. So how about this? Everybody stand up on your feet. Let's worship Jesus together tonight.
Shine. That's why. Yes, Father, we believe that you never will fail, that you never have and you never will, Lord, that your timing is perfect. And just like this song says, that you are a fourth man in the fire time after time, you show up right when you need to be there, every time. Lord, just teach us to depend on you always, knowing that you've got us. If we seek first the kingdom of heaven, all other things will be added to us. You are so good. You are so worthy of our praise, Lord, and we just lift our eyes towards you tonight. Just come and have your way in this place in Jesus' name, the name above every other name. Amen and amen. Well, we're so glad to have you here with us this evening. If you would, go around and greet some of your family of faith and kids. You are dismissed.
All right, everybody. We'll give everybody time to check in. There are kids downstairs for kids' church and make their way back up here. But while we are waiting, you may prepare your tithe and offering if you have something tonight. The envelopes are in the chairs in front of you. If they are not, you can wave your hand, jump up and down, do a cartwheel. Somebody will see you. Lori stocks the back of the chairs, and she said they better be in there. So I think they are. But if you need one, wave your hand around, and you will get helped out. It's good to see you this Wednesday night. And I believe that God is here with us. Do you agree?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. I got a little feedback there, Chris, I think. There's something. How many ever saw that movie, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, like the old one?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know why. It just made me think about that. I don't know why. I'm sorry. All right, let me pray over your giving tonight. If you have something, you can bring it down here. Lord, we thank you to be able to be here on a Wednesday night and just spend time with you and be in your presence and get into the Word for a couple moments together. And I pray, Lord, that as we give, it's just always a consistent reminder of who you are in our lives. You are our provider, Lord. And we give, Lord. We give our tithe, we give our offering in response to that, Lord, that you are going to do good things with the finances that come into the house. But you're teaching us so much by our giving, Lord. And I pray each and every day we somehow, some way are taking steps forward and growing in faith and growing into the person you intend us to be. And we thank you for that opportunity to have new life. In Jesus' name, we all say,
amen.
Amen. If you got it, you can bring it. While you're doing that, on Mother's Day, which is a week from this Sunday already, and I just gave all of you gentlemen a good reminder, Mother's Day is a week from this Sunday.
No way.
Gentlemen, Mother's Day is a week from this Sunday, all right? You can't blame me if you miss it. All right, so... But right before Mother's Day on Sunday, a week from Sunday, we have what we call Muffins with Moms. So we encourage you to come to church a little bit early. We'll have some muffins here for moms and kids, and we'll probably let the guys have some too. So, but anyways, it's Muffins with Mom, and it's just something, little something before church that day. And they're going to try to, if it's not raining outside, I just got wind of this. They're actually going to set up a photo spot outside to go out and take some pictures. So if it's not raining. But anyways, Muffins with Mom before church on Mother's Day. So make plans to come have some muffins. I always heard everybody likes a muffin, but I'm not sure that's true. I like chocolate chip cookies much better, personally. Have you ever bitten into a chocolate chip cookie and discovered it was a raisin? You're just like, what just happened?
Yes.
Anybody? I believe that's deceptive. Like, I'm just saying. All right, Luke chapter 5, if you have your Bible. Luke chapter 5 and verse 15. I had written down 16, but verse 15. This subject is not going to be new to you, but it was a month ago I think it was a Wednesday night that we were just kind of in a time of waiting before the Lord during worship, and I wanted to come back to this, and it took me a whole month to get here, but I want to help you tonight if you'll let me help you, okay? And I feel like church is here to help you every time we're here, but I just really feel that if you can catch this little bit of time that I'm going to talk about something, that it can help you. So Luke chapter 5 and verse 15. But now even more the report about him, that's Jesus, went abroad, and great crowds gathered to hear him and to be healed of their infirmities. So in other words, the ministry of Jesus, the word was spreading. People were hearing about what he was teaching and the things that he were doing. And crowds were coming to find him. Watch a response here of this. But he, Jesus, would withdraw to desolate places and pray. Some translations say that he would withdraw to lonely places and pray, or wilderness places and pray. Another word could be remote. He would withdraw to remote places and pray. Let me tell you something. Whatever vocation you have in life, whatever you do with your life, there is always something more to do. The list never stops. How many know what I'm talking about? And I've shared with you 100 times, I'm a list maker, and as soon as I hit the last point on my list, I guarantee I've already started the next list. That's me. I'm just always busy, got stuff to do. Jesus is obviously doing what we would say the greatest thing. He's proclaiming and announcing the kingdom of God is here. He's teaching in a way that's leading up to the cross. Miracles and healings are taking place. And crowds of people are coming to him. There's work to be done. Listen, for the kingdom. But what does Jesus do? He withdraws to a lonely place, a desolate place. And what does he do? He prays. Jesus is modeling something for us here that I think we have to catch. Okay, this is the Son of God that's working in the empowerment of the Spirit as nobody before him, and yet he still saw the busyness in front of him and still went to lonely places to separate from the busyness of life in order to pray. And what is the big point of prayer? Relationship. Number one. So if you want to think about, let's use the terminology, he went to lonely places to pray. Let me just say this then. You may just need to get lonely in order to get close to God. You may need to learn how to get lonely in order to get close to him. And I would say, you should learn how to get to the desolate place in order to get close to God. Remember when Jesus taught us to pray, he said, shut the door, right? In other words, separate yourself out, find a lonely place. And then pray to God, and notice the word secret there. And when God sees what you do in secret, then he rewards you. The lonely place, you can call it the secret place. Now, let's just say, let's pretend you have a good pastor in your life. Let's pretend. That's wonderful, but that good pastor cannot replace the secret place with God. You hear what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You may get good, godly advice from a friend. That's wonderful. But your good, godly advice from a friend cannot replace the lonely place with God. All right? You could have your phone. Let's say you got Spotify on your phone. Your phone could be jam-packed with the best praise and worship music ever written and sang. That praise and worship music cannot replace the lonely place with God. In other words, there is no good thing in the world that is actually good that can replace you getting to the lonely place to be with him. This will help you if you hear me. I believe, and I've come to find out, I'm very confident to say this, that is in when you are able in moments to have these times with him, that so many of the things that we find in the Bible, you come to a place of realization of these things in the secret place. And it's kind of like, When you get away to the desolate place, the secret place, the lonely place, you are devoid of anything else but you in that moment, then it is able to be filled by God in that moment because you're devoid of anything else there. You see what I'm getting at? The lonely place is filled by him. And then you're no longer lonely. But you have to learn to get there. Because it's in these moments that I would say that you're able to have a clear presence and connection, void of all the busyness and all of the distractions. And I'll say this again, this is not always popular with people. I'll even say, even praise and worship music, turn it off. I think we're so addicted to noise, we always have to have a background. We don't like the quiet. It bugs us because we're always used to background noise. No. The lonely place. Just you and the Lord. And however you find it, that's you to figure it out. How often, that's you to figure out. For what length of time, that's for you to figure out. Because all of our lives are different. We're all different places in life. Some of you got tons of kids. Some of you have no kids. Some of you are single parents. Some of you are not. Everybody has different. No matter your situation in life, I encourage you to start to find the lonely place somehow, some way. Okay? It's kind of like in the lonely place, I think is when we begin to really realize that the things that Scripture calls us to are actually possible. It's possible. And when you struggle with things like a lack of peace in your life, get to the lonely place. When you struggle with a lack of contentment in your life, you got to learn to get to the lonely place. When you struggle with just being overwhelmed consistently with anxiety or stress, learn to get to the lonely place. When you get to the secret place with God, you begin to enable him to deal with your secret places. Struggles with sin, you got to get to the lonely place. Because it's in these moments that there is a time with God that, again, uninterrupted, it's not distracted, that his presence, and it's, you don't go by feeling, but that he's there, he responds to you, okay? And it's actually a place of maturity to seek it out, because I think we often want easy answers to everything. We want somebody to tell us what to do. We want to jump on the internet and find the easiest way to deal with this issue, or we want to go straight to a friend and get advice. Again, none of those are necessarily wrong. But the place of actual growth and maturity and assurance of all these different things only truly and fully happens in relationship with him. That's salvation. You see what I'm getting at? And the surest way to know somebody is to simply be in their presence and talk and be there. And sometimes sit there and just say nothing, but you're in the presence of that person. It's no different. He is a being. We're relational creatures. He's obviously a relational creature. He made us, and he made us because of love. Love has an object. Here we are. Then he desires to be with us, to save us. Why? So we can follow some sort of moralistic religion? No. Relationship. And you always hear, Christianity is not a religion, it's a relationship. Well, I quibble with that a little bit, but the point is, if it's really a relationship, are you spending time with him in relationship? You see what I'm getting at? We say the right stuff. But, see, the busyness of life that and the incredible things that Jesus was doing, he said, okay, that's nice. Y'all be here tomorrow. I'm getting to the lonely place. And pray and he would abide and exist in a relationship with God. Okay? Even to the point when he's facing the greatest trial, the cross, he's at Gethsemane, he tells some of the disciples, you guys stay here, I'm going over here. You know, we'd like to do, oh, everybody just get a prayer circle. You guys need to pray for me. Nothing wrong with that. Don't get mad at me. But yet he still went to his own place. Right? Why? He's got to get a clear line right here. See? People praying for you is wonderful. But you need to get to the secret place. Get to the lonely place. The desolate place. The wilderness place where there's nothing else there but you and him. If you will consistently be able to do that in your life, I believe that peace will really find its place of transcending all understanding in your life. Contentment. Paul writes, godliness, which is wonderful, the way to live with contentment is great gain. Contentment is just an assurance, a peace that my situation in life right now is good enough. Right? You'll never find that outside of his presence consistently. The things you worry about. Now, how many ever, you know the Psalm, Psalm 46:10. Be still. Be still in what? Know that I am God. That's in a context of, okay, God's saying, you be still so I can deal with all this stuff. But when you're active and moving around and not paying attention, trying to do it yourself, I can't do it for you. He's telling you, stop. Learn to be still. I'm a fidgety person.
Yes.
True story. I do not like to sit. I had to teach myself to be still. Something I had to learn. Be still physically. And I had to learn how to be still mentally, too. To be able to go, okay. Let me tell you how I do it. This may not work for you. This may not even be possible for you. I will search for this simply in a room by turning a lamp on, not the lights. Don't have my phone on. Well, it's on, but it's not on like music playing or anything. And I do walk when I pray a lot, but just learning to sit there. You know, it's really hard not to start thinking about what I need to do. Okay, stop and pray. Whatever time, whatever. Or I go outside, and you know I say this a lot, or I go outside to a quieter place to pray and meditate and spend a few moments in my way going to the lonely place so then God fills that loneliness. Sometimes I feel him there. I mean, know what I'm talking about. Sometimes I don't. So I never worry about what I feel. I just know that I'm spending time with him. And some of that time, I cast my cares upon him. And sometimes I cast them. Look, God, you've got to take this because this is a mess. Sometimes I don't say anything. Sometimes I actually intently try to listen. I don't try to fill prayer time with a bunch of my words, but to listen, to catch it in my heart, but draw into the lonely place. I think it's in these times, in other words, in a loud and angry and busy, and whatever else you want to throw in their world, you've got to learn to find the quiet places. Got to learn to find them. And in those quiet places, okay, Lord, I'm here. I'm right here. Can I just focus with you just for a few moments? Lord, I got 10 minutes. But I'm going to go to the quiet place right for 10 minutes, Lord. I just need just to be with you. And learn to take these times in a good rhythm of life. Because, again, it is relationship. Everything else that's good in your life is just in addition to a good pastor, a good church, a good friend, a good spouse, a good work situation, whatever. It's in addition to relationship. Never in place of. Never over. Relationship. So get to the secret place. Get to the lonely place. If you struggle with loneliness, get to the lonely place. God will fill it. He'll start reminding you who he is. Remember, God is with you. Did you know that? You have to learn how to pay attention to him. Did you know that God is for you? Did you know that? He's not against you. Did you know the Bible says if you love him, how many love God? The Bible says then he's working for your good. Did you know that? Did you know that the love that God has for you, that nothing can separate you from it? Did you know that? These kind of things are reminded and reassured in the lonely place, in the secret place, in the desolate place. If you can get there. That is why, so how often you hear us say, what's the very first thing you ought to do? Pray first. Why? Get with God in the secret place and pray. It's the best thing you can do. Right? Pray first. It's just a consistent reminder that God needs to be the center of all of these things. And when I'm in the secret place, the struggles of my life are often put then in a perspective. The things that I'm dealing with are put in a perspective. I think we miss the heart of God, and we miss the actual action of the kingdom of God because we are not in the secret place with him relationally. If we get to pray, it's just what you need, and then you're out. But no, relationally, to be there. You're never going to catch the heart of somebody unless you're in relationship with them. That's what you need, the heart of God. It puts all things in perspective and allows him not only to instill but remind of who he is and what he's about. Amen? Amen. So let me encourage you in that. I think that can help you if you're willing to do so. But that means you have to take time. That means when you face the incredible busyness of your life, you have to be able to say, I'll be back. Hold on. By the way, it's a little bit what Sabbath teaches us. Sabbath says you need to take a break. You need to stop. Because what you were dealing with Saturday or Friday in December will be there Monday. You know, Pastor, a couple years ago, he called me on the phone on a Friday. We weren't at work, chit-chatting with me about fishing or something. Then he said, hey, he asked me, have you taken your vacation yet this year? I said, no. He said, when is it? I said, I don't think we have anything planned right now. He says, do you always take all your vacation every year? I said, not always. He said, don't you ever not take all your vacation. Matter of fact, I'm giving you another week. I was like, whatever. I don't have time. He said, I'm telling you, man, I'll fire you. That's how he talked to me. I'll fire you if you don't take. He's trying to teach me that the busyness of life is not worth my soul. The busyness of life is not worth my health. You see what I'm getting at? The secret place is a microcosm of that concept. But it's about your spiritual health. Because in the secret place, your spiritual health is fed, strengthened in him. But again, we get so busy with all of this, the crowds and all their needs. I just got to keep working. I got to keep going. There's so much to do. I got to make something happen. I got to stop. Stop. And give the Lord some of your time. Right? Amen?
Amen.
So, I'm going to have Samara come back up. And I want to invite you, we've got just a few minutes left before 8 o'clock. I want to invite you back into a time of worship. And what we have up here is a little platform. I don't know how high you would make this. It's about a foot. A little platform with one little step on it. Ain't much to it, right? But let's just say this is an altar. You can make an altar anywhere, you know that? Anytime you just decide to sacrifice yourself right there. Make an altar anywhere. We're going to spend the next few moments in worship. And I'd like to invite you down to the altar. Get out of your normal comfort zone seat wherever you sit. And come down here and be before him for a few moments. If you got a little one, you can bring him. Sit him down with you. But I want you, in this time of worship, let it be a step towards, okay, I know I can take some time. And I'm fully capable of taking some focus. And I'm fully aware of the importance of me and God relationship. Fully aware. And let this be a step in that direction. Okay? So I encourage you. I'm going to come down here, but I encourage you to come on down. And just for a few moments, let's just be with him.
Jesus, oh, you deserve praise.
I pray we're all growing in you, learning your presence, learning your voice. That we're people that are after you, not just the benefits of the Christian life, but we're after you. And that you're meeting with us. And we're getting to know your hearts. I pray for each one of us that peace that passes all understanding is guarding our hearts and our minds. Lord, I pray for each one of us that the peace of contentment is added unto us. Yes, Lord. Lord, and there's nobody here that feels that they're alone, that they're lost, without hope. That you reassure each one of us that you got us. And somehow, some way, you're going to see us through. I thank you for that. Lord, I pray as we go, we take this peace with us. We take this contentment with us. But we're people that long to be with you. And we take time. Because there's no greater threat to the enemy than people that are simply strong in relationship with you. I thank you for that, that we are that kind of people. Blessings as we go tonight. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now, I'm going to dismiss you, but I felt earlier today I wanted to do this tonight. If you're here and you've never been filled with the Holy Spirit, and you want to be here, you want to at least know what it's about, I want you to come on up. I'm going to dismiss. Come on up. I'll talk to you for a couple moments. If you want to, we'll pray, okay? So if you want to be filled with the Holy Spirit, come on up. Everybody else, we'll see you Sunday morning. Invite a friend out. We have space for him, and we have a place for him. We'll be blessed as you go tonight.